Have a seat. There's a saying, maybe you've heard it, the only easy day was yesterday. And you can't do yesterday again. But some days I'm pretty glad yesterday is in the past. And to think that was an easy day. Every day we have a new challenge. We have new opportunities to be as Christ has called us to be, to do as Christ has called us to do, to learn, to experience, and to create ourselves stronger for what tomorrow's challenges will bring, challenges that we cannot predict. I wonder if Jesus' disciples felt that way when Jesus ascended into heaven, leaving them behind. While they were being blessed, and when they looked up, all of a sudden, Jesus is backing up and ascending into heaven. And I wondered if they thought, well, we thought today was hard. Tomorrow, by comparison, may make today look easy. Life is often like that. It's as though we are being dropped into a new experience every day. We have to learn something new. We have to experience something we've never experienced before and figure out how to navigate through the next challenge that we all face. But we have been equipped as Christ's own to do what's needed for the day, to meet the challenges, to grow from what we learned yesterday, and to make ourselves stronger for tomorrow. Every day is a new challenge, and we don't always have the experience, but we do have the training, and that's what we grow with as we go forward. Could the disciples have ever imagined what life in the 21st century would be like? I dare say no. I dare say we have things in our world today that no one could ever have taught us how to deal with, but we have to sort of figure it out as we go along, knowing what we learned yesterday. I think if the disciples were brought down today and were told, now be the good news in the world, I think they might ascend back into heaven pretty quickly. We have challenges, but we learn, and we adapt, and we grow, and we face each new day with a certain courage and a certain bravery, without knowledge that we'll succeed, but with faith that we will try. But we do succeed. And the past couple of days at our diocesan synod, I'm happy to report to you that we can do these things. We are equipped to meet the challenges of the day, and we're doing it, all of us. And it may seem like we are very isolated, two ferries away and a six-hour commute down to the city and then back again. It may feel like we are alone up here, but we are not. We are held in prayer. We are held in high regard for what we are capable of doing here when we are quite often alone and on our own without another parish nearby that we can work with or partner with. But we're doing it, and we're recognized for our contributions to the wider diocese from way up here in Powell River. The proof is that Jesus has left us equipped to handle the challenges of the day, and we do that in the ways that are specific to life in Powell River. St. Lawrence and Coquitlam can't do what we do. The cathedral can't do what we do. And we can't do what the cathedral can do. But we do what we are called to do here. And we are doing well. And we are responding to the needs of our community. We are making the kingdom of heaven and God's dream of a perfect world a reality here today. I witnessed this coming to life in 2 days, or a day and a half, because some of us bugged out a little early. Oh, we're recording this, aren't we? But what I witnessed is proof positive that the kingdom of heaven is alive and real in our diocese here. In our opening Eucharist, you never heard such volume in singing. Strangers gathered together in this great big ballroom, and they sang together. with enthusiasm and life, even if they didn't know all the notes, even if they didn't know all the hymns. They tried and they succeeded. And the responses, "The Lord be with you," were met with, "And also with you," "And also with one another." And people looked around. "Well, that was loud. Wow." And then my favorite part was the Eucharist. Getting up there for communion. Picture it. A ballroom in a grid pattern with round tables. Two communion stations here and two at the back of the room. Now figure out how to queue up for that. And so they welcomed people up to communion, and they wandered around looking for, where does the line start? Oh, it's around this table. Oh, you're not in line? Oh, here it is. And a snake of people moved through that room, going around these giant round tables, trying to figure out how to get to communion. And then they had to figure out how to get back. It was beautiful. It was crowded. People couldn't wait to go and receive communion. They jumped up there fast. They didn't know where they were going. They didn't know where the line was. But they went anyways. And they bumped into each other. And they said, "Oh, excuse me, sorry. Are you in the line?" Then they did it. They figured it out. And they met one another. And they bumped into each other, and they laughed, and they figured it out, knowing what they know how to do in their own parishes to come up for communion. Somehow they figured it out. And it was beautiful. In further conversations and resolutions and motions, we learned about other ways that we have made the kingdom of heaven alive and real in our world and move closer towards God's dream of a perfect world. We are now no longer investing our money into fossil fuel organizations and companies. We have divested of something that's damaging our planet terribly. We're not giving our money to that anymore. We found other places where we can invest our funds and realize a return on those. That's very good news for our planet, for us, for our children and our grandchildren. They said the journey to this point was lengthy. I bet it was. But they didn't give up. They kept trying. They kept seeking for a way to not support fossil fuels anymore. And they did it. They persevered. They didn't know how to do it. There was no roadmap. But they figured it out. And they met the challenge of the day. We met the challenge of the day. We talked about parishes who are serving their communities in vital and interesting ways, and we were inspired with how we can do that in our time and in our place and in our community. There was mutual encouragement and inspiration to do what we do here in a way that no one else can do. We can make God's dream of this perfect world a reality for our neighbors. There were budget presentations. But the budget was based on a vision for this kingdom of heaven. We knew what our priorities are. Jesus told us so. We aligned our budget to set us up to be able to meet those calls to ministry and mission and discipleship in the world. Jesus leaves us, as he left the disciples, with the work of making the kingdom of heaven and God's dream of a perfect world. He left it to us to make it real. We have our training. It's in our scriptures. It's in our catechesis. It's in our traditions. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we know what we have for skills. We have enough skills to meet the challenges ahead of us. There are many ways to reveal the beautiful kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is sometimes described as this beautiful, pure, bright light. But we can't always see the light of God. And so God gives us a prism where that white light can be broken up into lots of different colors. We can approach the kingdom of heaven because we see yellow or blue I know how to work purple. Can you play music in red? Yes, you can. We can do our part of the kingdom of heaven, be part of this rainbow that becomes this beautiful, bright, white, pure light of God's realm. There are always challenges and there are always opportunities. We are well equipped to handle the challenges of the day here in Powell River, Kitsap region. Andrew Halliday is the chair of the Mission and Ministry Development Committee, and he summarized what I think is a theme for our diocesan synod. He said, "A perfect world is worth working for." We work pretty hard here at St. David and St. Paul, and this perfect world is ours to create. And that is good news.